Welcome, After Buzzers. You are watching the after show for Altered Carbon, episodes 5 and 6, where tonight we talk about patricide, a steamy hookup, and the return of Rylan. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, Carbonites. I think I like that name. I'm going to use it.
Oh, no.
We are back. I'm joined by my lovely co-host. My name is Shaka Smith.
What's up, guys? Nate Miller here.
Evan Mack.
Hey, guys. It's Krista.
Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to have some news later from Krista, so that'll be exciting. But let's just kind of jump into this. What were, like, man, 5 and 6 were really packed with a lot of stuff. What were your overall thoughts about these two episodes?
Well, yeah. I guess I'll start.
Go.
We finally got what we've been waiting for with Kristen and Tak. So that happened.
Yes, it did.
Long awaited. It very much so happened.
Probably just started with Barry White at the top, right?
But I think we made progress on the case a bit. Well, almost, and then it hit a brick wall. But we're learning more about Bancroft and his kids and Isaac and all that, which I liked learning.
Yeah.
And yeah, we learned a lot this episode.
Yeah.
Two episodes.
I think it's the more layers are coming. Characters are being more defined. A lot of things going on. I like that it's getting a little more violent, a little more sexy, a little more funky, a couple things going on. And the mystery is unraveling a little bit, throwing a little more twists and turns.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm really excited about getting more information on the mystery.
Yeah.
And the way that these two episodes are able to have these peaks and valleys of emotion and dealing with these super high tense, action-packed, violent moments to next really thoughtful, emotional, slow, dialogue-driven scenes is, I think, really impressive, especially for a sci-fi show.
And they certainly Netflix upped the sex in this one.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it was like they gave us the violence from the prior episode. They're like, oh my god, give them something else.
They're like, we got the R rating. In case y'all didn't know, we can do a
few things. If you haven't
seen
enough nudity yet.
My goodness.
Yes, I was just like, wow.
I mean, I'm never mad about seeing him in the ass.
Real
fine.
Talk, man. Boy,
my
listen.
Goodness.
The boy's fit, man. What you want me to say?
They should almost start like an Altered Carbon like fitness show. What to do to get in this type of shape.
It's so true.
But we got to talk a little bit about patricide, but we find out about Isaac and the potential that he may have killed his own father. But before we even get there, it opens up beautifully with the real Riker doing some interrogation.
Right.
What did you guys think about that whole series of events from interrogation to arrest of Riker? I thought some of it was interesting, some of it was a little ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
I mean, I agree. It's the whole way it unfolded, but with how everything unfolds in this show, I feel like it's just so insane that everything can keep going wrong to the point where he's the one that, I don't know. And it's just, now that Tak knows that everything that happened and the connection between Ortega and his sleeve, it's just, it's going to be crazy to see what happens with him. Like, does that make him want to protect her or use her more? To like help him, or is it gonna like make him stray away?
And I just like that you find out that she's just not just stalking your boy for no reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's like, why is she so invested in Takeshi? You know what I mean? There's like a lot more to it, you know, life partner, and is, you know, that's her man. So
it's very
interesting to see that layer that unravel in the fifth episode.
Yeah, I mean, what did you think about how it ends when he gets arrested? He's really upset with Ortega, Riker is. What do you think about that sequence?
I thought that was interesting. It plays a lot to Ortega now and why she is the way she is, because I think she realized how much her doubting him crushed her, and I think that's part of the reason that flipped her around to believing that he was set up and going on this almost fanatical investigation to try to prove him innocent. So I thought it was cool. It was a little cheesy.
I thought it was so weird that he was so offended by her question. She didn't like assume that he was.
Yeah,
he was so offended.
But they're like in a relationship and partners, and if someone that you really trusted and you thought really knew you and loved you and cared about you thought that you did something as awful as like murdering someone,
he was broken. He was like a shell of a man when she said that.
Well,
wasn't he just torturing this guy?
Yeah,
if he shot, you may have also killed him.
But also, he was like, "You don't believe me? Then I stand no chance."
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was such a bizarre. He was just offended.
Right, but
I
he's just obviously saw you torturing this guy. He's obviously not in the right mental space.
Yeah, that's fair.
We see. Yeah. I mean, earlier in that scene, she like tries to talk him down, and then even lets the other guy free, and essentially tells him that she doesn't believe him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah.
So it's not like the first time that she's doubted him. I think that was just like.
So it's almost compounding.
Yeah, like he gets even more exacerbated because she doesn't believe him.
Yeah.
It's something he feels really passionate about, too, by the way. So
The thing that I got from that first interrogation scene is, especially the way Ortega interacts with him, is that we've seen him, at that point, he's already gone off the deep end. Yeah. He is, obsessed with Mary Lou Henchy because of their
friendship,
as kids or something. He doesn't believe that she would have converted to Neo-C without telling him.
Right. Yeah.
So he has this gut feeling that something is wrong.
And then we get this narrative now about this religious coding and what it could mean and how people that aren't religious seem to be getting coded that way.
Mm-hmm. It's also cool to get more of actually Mary Lou Henchy's plot. This is a great example of noir storytelling of how we've seen Mary Lou Henchy in every episode. I mean, I don't think every episode, but in the majority of the episodes, either just a bit with the part with her mom or when we saw the falling and the kid and the dad finding the body. Right. Like, we've seen these parts of this thing and we really had no idea about her story, and now we're getting slowly but surely a little bit piece by piece of kind of what happened.
And I think they timed it perfectly because we were just about to be like, wait, what happened to the underlying story?
Right.
And then it brings you right back. Which I loved. We get Takeshi confronting Bancroft about this whole sleeve idea, and then going a little bit further to confront Bancroft when he is sort of having his Mother Teresa moment, which was...
Teresa moment.
It was almost admirable, but bizarre at times, too. What did you guys think about that? And I guess the psyche of Lawrence Bancroft.
It's interesting. That boy got layers, man.
You think?
That boy got sleeves on top of sleeves. Many sleeves.
That's what it is, though. It is a Mother Teresa thing, but it's more of... He isn't doing it for the right reasons.
Right.
It's what else can you do? And he's the only one. I'm just so torn on it.
Because he wants to be worshipped, and so you don't like the fact that he's getting this worship thing.
So I guess I'm just torn.
But people are crying. They're happy.
Yeah. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't, theoretically stand to gain anything. He's got everything he wants already.
Yeah.
It's true.
But
the
way that he talks about himself, and it's clear that he almost feels like he's close to godhood. Like he is far above these people.
No question.
Ego
not wanting to not help them, but of a place of his own inflated ego. I thought it was really interesting how he talks about, when he says, why do you think I didn't choose to be a younger version of myself?
We talked about this earlier.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And he says, because this point right here is where a man reaches respect. If you've made it that far, you've been through some things.
Yeah,
it's true.
People will respect you. He doesn't want to be the young, virile guy that's just going to go out and screw all the time and fight people.
Yeah, he wants to be respected.
Right, which says a lot about his character.
And I think a little bit about society, because we've all probably had the period where we've been the young person into a new job, but just based on the fact that you're the young person, they just don't respect you or your ideas.
No questions.
Yeah, so I related to that point.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's just very interesting to see that your initial thoughts on him when you first encounter him, they kind of want you to invoke a certain emotion in you, and as the episodes unfold, okay, there's a little bit more to this guy. There's actually aspects to him that I can actually draw from, and then that I might be doing myself if I was in his position. I just think it's interesting that he kind of brings that out in you as far as his character.
Yeah.
And can we talk about Takeshi and I guess Grace Under Fire? Everyone around you can just touch you and you can be infected. And he's just, put your hands in your pocket.
Well, I also thought,
hands in my pockets?
I thought it was so,
I know, I was leave.
The fact that he would make that decision after just finding out whose sleeve he's in and, actually starting to care about Ortega. And then he takes the body there.
And then and
he literally says, if you touch them, you'll die. And he's okay, and just puts his hands in his sleeve.
And Lauren's just sitting there foaming at the mouth, and he's just kind of, and I'm you've seen the movie Hitch, I would have been like, you know what? I want to go. We'll continue this conversation
later. Seriously.
When you're not in this situation.
Yeah,
thank
just
you.
So bizarre. We actually, in episode 5, we also lost a little bit of Poe and Vernon. I guess they're alienated.
Their fights are hilarious.
Oh, man. He came in like he scolded them, too. First of all, comes in the hotel like, don't talk to me. I got something to go. If you got any information for me that can help me, kick rocks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, man. What's going on? He, like, attacked those two, man.
And I guess part of it because he was in this VR torture chamber, absolutely, which must have seemed like eternity.
Yeah.
And I guess we saw a little bit, just so much information, but
yes,
what do you guys think about the Miriam scene? Because I like that one. And he gets a way out. He's offered a way out.
You can have all my clones.
The best way out. Love that. One would think.
I'll buy you all of Lizzie. Yeah. You can have your way with all
cloud.
Of me. We can do some things for a while.
What did you guys think of that offer?
That's tempting.
See, that couldn't have been me. That'd have been like, the show would have been over right there.
I think what's more interesting is
so as a girl, I was not as compelled to leave.
I was like, listen, we can talk about some things, girl.
I like that she implies that, well, I mean, she says that that Bancroft killed himself, and then she implies that, you know, even if you do get to the truth, which is that he killed himself, and he finds out, he's not going to be happy that you said that, and he's just going to kill you.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting, do you believe her? Do you think, because she offers to, not only does she make that offer for them to run away, but even before that, she just makes the offer just to buy him off. Just to be like, how much he's paying you, I'll pay you double, just leave it alone.
I think how I look at it is, I understand where she's coming from, but I feel like it's out of a place where she's only looking out for number one, which is her.
Yeah.
Which is why she wants him to leave, but it might be true. Like, maybe he doesn't let him go. You know, maybe that's never his intention. Bancroft might just be like, oh, thanks for solving this, but you're still dead.
It just seems like offering him Clone Island just seems like something is behind.
Yeah, right. Like she has a motive.
Like, that's awful generous of you.
Yeah, for no reason.
Have all my clones. So, unclothed.
Well, someone we do wish we could clone is our very own Maria Menounos, who's amazing. She's got a great podcast called Conversations with Maria.
See, I like your segue, Shaq. Shaq, you set me up so nicely.
You guys
want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
For those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Yeah, great podcast. She always has great people she's interviewing.
Absolutely.
It's like a little mini masterclass.
Really, it really is, though. It's awesome.
So, but back into Altered Carbon.
Thank you, Maria.
So we get a little bit more, I guess, when we talk about the steamy hookup with Takeshi and Ortega.
The moment we've been waiting for.
Did we get that moment?
Well, how did you guys feel? Was that a great moment of relief? Were you cheering? Were you saying, like, this is the moment we were
It expecting. Had to happen, but also the lead up into it, their conversation, I was like, what did he just apologized? I'm not Elias, is that what he said? Or Riker?
Yeah.
And she was like, just shut up.
Don't ruin this moment.
Like, okay, Ortega.
And what about that fatherly advice, I guess, from Abood?
Oh, that was precious. I mean, we know, you know, now what happens makes me sad, but, like,
I mean,
looking into
it was still kind of sad already. Like, the amount of stuff we've seen Kovacs do already.
Yeah.
Sorry, boo.
You're like, what do you
not,
mean?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
wait,
she's
wait,
low
okay.
on the list.
I'd like to see you try, man.
I'd
like to see you try.
Right? He's like, okay.
But it was very sad, and we know, of course, how things end. But how did we feel about that moment of Ortega? Ortega's always kind of on her own whim.
Yeah.
She decides, you know, Demi has got to be spun up. She's got some questions. How do we feel about Ortega? I don't know if I like this kind of streak in her personality, but how about you guys?
She's a wild card.
She's like a monkey wrench, the ultimate monkey wrench, you know what I mean? Her attitudes varies per based on every episode, every scenario. She's I like she has layers to her, you know. So it's
she is. I feel like
I don't know what she's thinking.
She just makes decisions based on emotion, which gets in her way a lot. I mean, she's all over the place.
Her emotions do get the better of her at times. What do you think?
I mean, I think she's on the right path, but I think it lends to all of the things that we've learned about her character, that she can't let this go.
Are you warming up to her, though? Are you starting to warm up to her?
Yeah, are you turning the corner?
Are you starting?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, but especially once we get to know more about her relationship with Riker, and then the doubt and the turn and all that stuff, this is the part in the show where I started to like the character, because all of the crazy, weird nonsense stuff that she was doing earlier, it, like, when I went back and rewatched it, I was like, oh,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, she's not just a really shallow character. Right. There's a reason, I just don't know about it.
Correct.
And she can go from, is great writing.
And she can go from grandmother to maniacal killer and be fine. So I'm really sure they're the same body.
Drop a hat.
I was like, is that the same dude? That's crazy.
Yeah. and then getting a lot of mileage.
And then we have.
I do want to say when she's questioning Dimi, there's a really great great quote.
You got it.
It's
been a long day. Okay, he says, "Where is the voice that said altered carbon would free us from the cells of our flesh?"
Oh, that was good.
That was such a great quote.
Sounds like a Chinese proverb. Because right there.
It's almost like they are trapped.
Yeah,
like it's just like continually trapped.
Well, it's just like
trapped.
Like we talked about last week, how this idea, when it starts, is like, theoretically, we all can live forever, this is going to be great, we won't, you know, we're not going to just die because our bodies fall apart, but it's, you know, all that's green is not gold,
it's
all
true.
That shines is not gold,
you know what I'm saying.
And we get a little bit of that in the next episode with Riker kind of questioning with Falconer, like, just sort of like, do we even do this for the right, like, was it all for naught? But at the end of episode 5, of course, we get that crazy scene, and we see a little bit more of the Ghost Walker. What an elevator scene. What a way to end this episode.
I just want
to
point out, he's wearing a police uniform, right? So he can sneak in, which he got from the guy earlier that he bought the coffee for, and he asked him, he's like, oh, are you a believer?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And then, his signature move. That's his thing.
That's his phrase. Are you a believer? Because he says that, too, to Dimi right before he starts...
Well, no part of him. He's dangerous.
Oh, man, that scene. When you see him, like, just as the door closes.
And spectacular.
And whatever that slicer machine is, they keep finding new ways to gross us
out.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's watching the sliver of flesh.
What weapon could we get that would produce the most amount of blood and gore?
Shock that they're like, listen, we got the R ratings. Just want to let you know, we have the R ratings.
It's just like, wow.
It's the internet. Like, it's the Wild West.
Oh, man. And then, of course,
I don't think they ever did it, though. There. It was a lot, but I don't think they ever did it. It was very close.
Right on the cusp.
You know, I think the episode where they torture him, they set us up for this one where it's like, oh, okay,
Well,
at least he's not getting some, like, animal to the eye.
Yeah, that was rough.
I had to turn away, like,
a
few
times. This was a walk in the park compared to that episode.
It was so quick. It happened quickly. But, of course, episode 6, we start off with Ortega fighting for her life. I guess and then, Riker trying to protect her by telling her a few lies.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about that relationship and how it's growing?
We're seeing that Riker might not want to admit it, but he's not in love with her, but he like cares what happens to the girl.
Now he actually is something he actually cares about for once, you know what I mean? He's not
like,
just
I'm
like
not
wandering
let this chick
the
die on my watch.
Absolutely.
But you're seeing him like actually care, or showing like little pieces of caring, and you're like, oh, it's in there, he's got something in there.
Tin Man got a heart after all.
Yeah, but can you start a relationship on that foundation?
I don't think it's going to be a
not
relationship.
Not a successful one, not a prosperous one.
Well, you don't think it's going to be a relationship?
I don't think, at the end of the day, I don't think it's like that's where it's going, but I think he cares for her enough where he also doesn't want her to die just because he doesn't want to, you know.
This is just where I get a lot of confused messages, because earlier when they're talking in the house, they're like upset, and then they have that moment, and she's like, no, I can't. He's like, look in my eyes, tell me what you see. And she says, they're not your eyes. And then
it's around. Them sleeping together was more of a, it needed to happen for both their
animalistic
cases.
Type
like,
of...
Like, she misses Riker, and Riker's technically right there.
Yeah, like
it might not be him, but his body's there.
And
so
he's been
like,
on ice for 250
years. Yeah, he's got time to, you know?
Animalistic, sexual, like, we gotta do this. There's
I mean,
no
nature.
Love here.
Bancroft's wife. Pleasure body too.
She got that pleasure body though.
So hopefully Takeshi's not falling in too deep and gonna get played here.
Man. That would be a role reversal for them.
Man,
I just liked you for your sleeve.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I thought it was interesting. There was almost a little bit of commentary on, I guess, class and how money plays an issue because, you know, yes. she couldn't get seen and then he had to use whatever Bancroft's identification to get her seen.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think? How does it change the nature of, I guess, medicine when you know that everyone can live at some point? It's just a matter of putting them on ice. So do you stop treating the poor because they can't afford it?
Yeah
that's basically what it is, yeah.
Mortgage
yeah.
and you rent out their bodies. You fix their bodies and then you rent them out because they can't afford to pay the bills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's one of the more scarier parts.
It's cold-blooded.
I mean, it's kind of like a slightly worse version of what we've got going on today.
Yeah.
It's more
scary scale. Yeah.
Same stuff, different decade.
Yeah. This reminds me of a film called Repo Men.
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah, with Jude Law and Forest
Whitaker. Basically, it's the future where they can artificially 3D print organs.
Yeah, so.
But if you don't pay your they pull it out.
They repossess your organs. Yeah.
But today, no, if you go to the ER, they have to see you.
Yeah.
You know, in Altered Carbon's world, it's sort of like, not so much.
Put you in line.
Yeah. So I was just like, hopefully we don't get that far in real life.
I mean, they'll see you, but doesn't know when it's going to happen. Yeah, you'll be dead bleeding out in the hospital.
Go ahead and bleed out.
I also like how they threw that, you know, a couple lines in with Kovacs to justify why he didn't just buy her a whole new sleeve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About her being upset and stuff, which I think kind of makes sense. But also, like, if her body was, like, destroyed and you've got all that money, I feel like you would just get another sleeve.
I agree.
But also, right, it would make the show really weird if all of a sudden the actress just changed.
But I think the point, because, you know, during that Dio de los Muertos scene, you know, it was so apparent how strong the family felt. Assuming she somehow imparted that to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
And I also think she's not completely sure what side of that she falls. I know she's not, like, right now she could be sleeved up, but I think her main thing is she just wants to be able to be spun up if she was murdered.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily. That's the one part of it that she doesn't agree with. So I think that's why she's conflicted, too.
Yeah, so she sort of, like, is on the fence, but...
Yeah.
And I think it was the right decision that he made. I think she would have been pissed off if he got her a whole
And she got a sick new arm out of it.
Yeah.
So.
Which she uses very quickly to rough up Tanaka.
She hostile, man. She's so hostile.
Her arm slams him.
And we got more information about this character and I guess sort of his somewhat betrayal. What do you guys think of like how he's panned out so far?
I don't like him. I mean, simple as that. I feel like I knew from the beginning that I don't think I ever really liked him, but I think you can tell when you watch it back, especially since that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Like, every week, I rewatch the two. And then I watch him, like, slyly in the background, and I'm like, he's been up to something the whole time.
He's being, like, the double agent
He's like a shady guy. Yeah.
So I think he's done it brilliantly. I don't know who the actor is, but he's done it pretty well.
I don't know either.
We got to go back a little bit, because we got such... great work from the guy who plays Max, who played Max Headroom, Matt Feuer. We got from the Fight Drone.
Oh yeah.
So we got to go His back and talk is, a little bit about that. Matt
Carnage, the character name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Appropriate.
Yeah, very appropriate. That's how we kind of got to Isaac in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Was this whole scene of going to the Fight Drone,
mm-hmm.
and we get Kovacs actually seeing
his old body.
Unbelievable!
What did you guys think about that? And was it weird because
not expecting it?
Yeah,
It was really cool when I was first watching like the previews of the show. That's how they kind of sold the show.
Yeah,
and I was like, who's this cool Asian guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. This show's gonna be awesome. And I literally totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I found out who it is in the show, I'm like, oh, and he just pops up again. It was like a kind of like a pleasant surprise because now I know like the layers of the show.
Yeah.
So it was really like a shock to me to see him.
Super shocked.
I was excited though. You know what I mean? Because it's like I didn't think I was ever gonna see him again.
And how great was his like holding back reaction to not be like, hey, that's me. I want my body back.
Well, I mean, because he's also pretending to be Riker, too.
So
which
cool.
I do have to say, before that, when they first come in and she's like telling him how to be Riker, just stand there and look angry.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, she tells him, she's like, what did she say?
I do most of the talking.
Right. No, she says something like, take it down a bit.
Oh, take it down a notch.
Yeah, she's like, take it down a little bit. Like just standing angrily, which I thought was just hilarious.
But yeah,
but they get the footage.
Yeah, they get the footage, and then it leads to going to Isaac's and finding out a little bit more.
Well, they casually I read lips.
Yeah.
I read lips. You know.
I can tell he said it.
She was like, okay.
It's the upgrade sleeve.
What else do you
do? God.
And so it leads to Isaac's place, and I love this idea of Isaac just still kind of wanting to be the child that's loved. Maybe it reminds me a little bit of Trump Jr.
I've always loved that concept. You know, I don't think it's ever overdone. You know, when the guy that's living in the shadow of his father, you know, and he wants
the spoiled rich boy that just wants daddy's love.
I love that.
I think there's more than that too. I think the implication is that Bancroft has been abusing him too.
Oh my God! Well, yeah.
He doesn't let his children grow past a certain age, right?
Yeah. Was there any Donald Trump Jr. Like, for me, I got some like, hey,
wait a minute, there's a little something there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true, though.
I don't know if they wrote it that way on purpose.
But I thought it was interesting how they laid it out in episode 5, the possibility that he could have been behind it, that his plan was to,
replace him.
He couldn't get the inheritance, just basically go in that sleeve and then just be his dad.
Absolutely.
Which I thought was an interesting plan, but as we see, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm. But and again, it still makes this idea of, once we do find the killer, have we actually found the killer, is such a complicated issue.
Right.
So cool.
Yeah.
Because
he
can just impersonate his dad for months and people aren't even, you know, figuring
like
it out.
At that point, who's who?
Yeah.
He even says, after he sees that footage, he's like, how do you know who is who?
Yeah, that's Bancroft and that's Isaac.
Or like that you're actually talking to Lawrence right that moment. Right. Yeah, you don't know.
That's a very interesting part.
Yeah, and
it still gets me. I don't know.
And were you guys, how did you react to Lauren's reaction when the clone is wheeled in? Because it didn't make much sense to me. But.
That's got to do something to you more than it would be to everyone watching. No. You're like beating up your own.
Yeah. That's a classic.
But he's
power
used to
move.
Killing. That's what he does.
Yeah.
It's an abusive power move.
He's
it's
got
an
the
exertive,
money. He can
he
do
would
it.
Have yeah. beat the crap out of Isaac, but, you know. There were
Miriam would have
people
had
there.
It with
yeah,
it.
She's standing
there.
So he did the next best thing of displaying, you know, brutal violence against something that can't fight back.
That looks just like you.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I'm gonna beat the hell out of me.
He just killed a clone earlier with a disease.
It'd be hard to kill. Yeah.
So like, I don't think he.
That's
but
true,
it's different
but he wasn't
physically
beating
looking
it
at
to
himself and beating it.
I'm sorry, I just can't get past that. He was like, it's fine, it's my face.
He's been around for like 300 years. I'm sure it's not the first time he's killed somebody that looks just like him.
He's
like desensitized towards the whole thing.
I think he's desensitized to everything.
It'd be hard
that's
for me to kill
point,
him.
So
yeah.
above the rest of us. It's not true, even though. Like, it's not a body to him. It's a sleeve. It's a piece of clothing.
A vessel.
Yeah.
Like a,
right.
Yeah.
Also, it's a counterfeit made under my nose sleeve, a copy of himself. So I'm sure
so
that,
he's really upset. Yeah.
Because someone's
off.
Pretending to be him.
Yeah. So that would have been your reaction.
I was Bancroft.
You were Bancroft.
Yes, yes.
You
if I was a
same.
Megalomaniac, psycho, 300-year-old meth.
Make this sure is to add that
yes,
in.
Yes. The caveat. Make sure you get the whole soundbite.
We also had this great scene with Kovacs and Falconer, where they're talking, and he really says, "Did we do this for nothing?" Which. I think I've lost that part of the show where I forget, like, these people were on this mission. These envoys had this.
Absolutely.
And,
their
whole mission's
like
all for naught.
Yeah, like it's kind of like a resistance, and it got, like, wiped out.
And you wake up, and it's just gone, and the other side is far and ahead won.
What
know?
Do you do when the war is over? What do you do? How do you...
Yeah. So that, for me, was
really,
a moment of sadness.
Yeah, and it really hasn't been addressed since. I mean, we've moved on, and they're obviously in power, but when they bring it up, I'm like, I forget that that's why this all started.
Yeah, because you would think the character would almost have some real agonizing moments of realizing everything they fought for was just long past.
Long, like it's like done.
Yeah, so this was the first time we actually saw I saw that acknowledgement.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, too, that Kel herself specifically said, like, I'm just your conscience.
Yeah.
So we know for sure it's not some weird vision or she's not needle casting inside of him.
No.
There's two in the one stack, nothing
weird
they like
nipped
that
in the
it's
book.
Yeah.
Which is
did.
Good, because in this show, who knows?
Never
well, As we find out. But before we go there, we do still have Lizzie to deal with.
Lizzie.
Yeah, can't forget Lizzie. She seems to be making some progress, but she may have a couple setbacks. What are you guys thinking about this storyline? Because I like it, but I'm like, do we have enough room for the storyline?
I know. It's it's important, but also I feel like they quick shove it in there every time. But, like, you need to know what's happening. I feel like in the end she's going to have a bigger role and it's going to all make sense. But, girl, Dad needs to, like, leave her alone and let her, like, get her stuff figured out.
Especially when Poe was trying to, like, invoke something in her and bring something out of her, and he kind of, like, stifled that a little bit. It was like, I think Poe's, like, approach might be the best approach.
Yeah, just let him do his thing. Obviously, she's talking and throwing knives at shit. Like, let her do.
Let her do her.
And I still, Vernon is manning up against Poe. Poe's got guns in the ceiling. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, man. That camera shot where he's like, no, I don't feel pain, but I can feel anger. That tilt. Whoa.
Amazing.
I wouldn't have been in a hotel.
And then on the phone good. When he was at the hospital and he was like, can you tell Vernon I'm still mad at him? And he's like, you can tell him. Obviously, I can't.
But when Vernon walks out of there, he says, this is not over.
Yeah.
He's got guns.
No, it's over.
It's his daughter. He cares about his daughter. He wants to help her, but he feels powerless.
She doesn't feel the same about him right now.
That's true.
It's just like no angry conversation is going to go your way.
Absolutely not.
And then we have another character that we're introduced to. So we get Dimi, and we have Dimi sitting down with a mysterious character who's giving him orders, you know, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Wasn't he at the meth party?
Hemingway? Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was he at the meth party? I don't remember.
If he was, I don't remember him there.
I'm
was he?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like 99%.
It's very possible. Sure.
Yeah. If the chat.
Yeah. Anyone know?
We got Princess. Let
Princess.
Us know.
Princess.
Call at us real quick.
Hit the interwebs. Let us know. But we're introduced to at least this kind of persona, this character who seems to be running stuff.
Right.
What do you guys think of Hemingway? Do you trust? Well, I don't trust him.
I need to know more about him, but definitely don't trust him.
I need a little more information before I start hating or loving.
It's interesting. Apparently, Hemingway is also not only employed both of the Dimis, also employs the Ghost Walker. And
he has connections.
Tanaka.
Yeah.
Because that's who he visited in the VR.
I feel like he runs the city, basically.
That's what it's like.
But it was kind of also very interesting to see that when Kovacs went in the VR to meet him, Hemingway was able to realize that it was Takashi.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
That was interesting.
May have some extra sensory
something else we don't know about.
I did love that every time Dimi called him his brother in this episode, people were like, no, it's a clone.
You weirdo.
I really liked the part where we saw Hemingway like do his backup, where like he was and Dimi was like, I should kill him now. And Ghostmaker was like, I'll cut you open with my flower knife thing. God.
And it was interesting because for the first time, you kind of see no matter how powerful you are, there is going to be some moment of vulnerability.
Right.
Which
is important to point out for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's going to come up a little bit later. Before we continue, we still have some news and gossip.
Yes,
some
we have a little bit. So
TV news.
Yes.
Oh, I like that right there. I like that. A little jingle.
So it hasn't been confirmed, obviously, yet, if there is a season two, but Kinnaman has been signed on to do a new show for Amazon. It's called Hannah, and he's actually in it with one of his Killing co-stars. So, I mean, if there is a season two, I'm sure he could do both. Because it hasn't been confirmed, right?
Yeah, but do we know if that's Hannah from, like, Hannah the movie?
It's
the little
a book,
girl,
apparently. It says, what is the show about? Equal parts high-concept thriller and coming-of-age drama. Follows the journey of an extraordinary young girl, Hannah.
From the movie,
movie's awesome.
I've never seen the movie. Okay.
That's a really good film.
I'm guessing he plays one of the off-the-book CIA agents.
Hannah? Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, with the little girl.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that makes sense. So, yeah, that's coming to Amazon soon.
Very cool.
That's our news with Kinnaman.
So, yeah, if you guys are interested in more Joel Kinnaman.
that's my boy
we
right
have no notes on whether he's clothed or not. But
he might have more clothes on in this.
Yeah, probably still take his shirt off.
Flex on him, Joel.
Well, episode 6 kind of rounds out with, you know, them getting kidnapped and having this epic fight scene, fighting for their lives. I love it. The action scenes here are just always amazing.
Yeah.
What were you guys' takes on it?
It was wild. it was crazy how they how he ambushed them like that. That was, I mean, all of the heads falling over was pretty nuts. And then especially just seeing his body just like out there, like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Gotcha.
Also, Ortega can't catch a break.
No.
Yeah.
Just got out of the hospital. Give her a minute.
Yeah. Let her breathe, right?
Yeah, she's still a little bit better shape. Yeah, though, than
I did
she
like her comments about the arm. What did she say? She was like, by the way, I'm loving this arm. Yeah.
She goes, I really like my arm. I love the intro that Carnage gave them where he said it's a love story with a body count. Yeah. That was really great. Yeah, it was really well choreographed, I thought. Also really cool, the Reaper Dimi in, you know, old Envoy's body was using on the knife.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting that he has to cut Kovacs like 6 times before like he goes down, but he just barely nicks or take it like on her hand,
and she's like,
she's just gone.
There's some random moments like that in this show.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's some of like his training or something that allows him
like
to
envoy training.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Maybe just because he's bigger, it takes more.
And he's a big boy though. He's a load.
The choreograph was great though. Yeah, for that fight.
They're doing a great job with their action sequences. I think they did a good job of leading up to the meat of the show, like in like how much effort they put in with the stunt choreography and like and just how it reminded me a lot of like my favorite type of martial arts scenes when I in my kung fu movies that I used to watch when I was growing up, and I just think that they're bringing a lot of elements in a futuristic way, some kind of Mad Max crazy Blade Runner kung fu crazy stuff going on. It's like one of Mortal Kombat stuff going on.
Yeah, the fact that we've been able to get, you know, futuristic blaster gun combat and then just nice street baller fist combat and then now at the end with the mysterious ninja that turned out to be his sister that comes in just full on ninja sword fights, like
crazy,
like cutting these dudes down.
Seriously.
Really really great just choreography, and you can tell it's really good choreography because you got lots of long composed shot.
That's
not much of just mini cuts.
That's a fun fact. That what you just is a fun fact. You want to see? That's how you know you get
and
great
really,
action.
Yeah, and that really helps add to the momentum, especially with that episode. Like the way it rises between all this stuff, because that's we get the Bancroft stuff, we get all, you know, them getting we get the VR stuff, them getting kidnapped, then the first fight against the monster rhino
guy.
Then the other guy, which they barely beat, then they're down and you're like, well shoot, now what are they gonna do? And we get this crazy out of nowhere Deus Machina.
This is why I kind of think Falconer's gonna come back, because the show, as much as
you're
like
still
it's crazy
that
train?
they've been paying us off
you know. We get Takeshi's original body, we get him fighting himself. Like, I didn't think that was gonna happen.
Sick.
But I mean, I feel like they pay off some of these things that we want.
It's true,
and
maybe.
So, and the way they've been showing these images of Rylene, and you've been like, oh, I want to see this sister, and then boom, we get her.
Get the sister.
So I'm like, come on, I mean, I know she's just in the consciousness right now, but I feel like they're going to give us that payoff.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, they'll maybe hint towards it, and then maybe we'll get it in the season 2.
Oh, she's busy.
It said the fight don't fight was the hardest core. Oh, the fight
It looked like it.
Yeah,
I can only imagine.
It's very complex.
We should maybe hopefully we can get some of the stunt people in here, because
I would love that
because they were, man.
It is a late show, but hopefully we can get someone to come
in. Yeah, come up in here and talk to us.
Well,
did
I guess
you see those moves?
I don't know why. I'm having nightmares at night now.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and go into our predictions with, you know, your prediction for as much as you can without giving away anything you may have already seen.
I like
different.
I feel like it got
like this.
That's
sultry. Prediction.
I feel like that was flirtatious. God.
Let's just start on
me again. Yes. Okay. I don't know. I guess we started with me last week. But
you should be ready.
We're gonna draw straws next time.
I don't know. I guess I think now that we have his sister back.
Yeah.
Possibly. I don't know. I'm off about her. I feel like they're not going to be like their close relationship like they once were.
It might be too easy for them to be close.
Yeah, I feel like she's not the same. Obviously, she's lived a life, and we've seen that in her battle experience. But
absolutely.
I feel like she's not a good guy.
And
I want her to be.
And for everyone, also enter this question. Do you think Miriam did it or not? Let's just.
No.
Or offer who you think may have done it if you don't think Miriam did it.
I don't think she did.
I think maybe he did. I don't know.
Nah. Killed himself.
Maybe she, but she knows he did. Maybe Miriam knows exactly what happened, but maybe I think it was him. I think he killed himself.
It's quite possibly. I can go with that. I don't want to.
Any other predictions?
I don't want to go too crazy. No, I'm with her on that.
It's altered card.
It's true.
I don't know. It's so hard. It could go anyway.
It really could.
I feel like she does know more than she's letting on, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. As far as predictions go, I just want to see more of the Ghost Walker. I want to see the showdown with Takeshi. I just want to see that. I want something nasty. I want something like 10 minute, like
nasty.
Something nasty, girl. You know what I mean? I just want to see my boy, man. That's like the new Lord Voldemort of the show. So I want to see him get down. That's pretty much all I'm predicting. One-on-one showdown. One-on-one. One-on-one without spoiling stuff.
Without
ruining stuff.
I'm excited to see how everything comes together.
Mm-hmm. and you guys, he's watching the show and he's avoiding
spoilers. Which is why he's so vague every time.
He's doing a good job.
And
these are your back spoiler time predictions.
He's walking on eggshells.
Yeah, I think we're going to get some, you know, back history on Kovac's sister, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, you know, hopefully we find out
very great prediction
where she got her ninja moves. But I think also, not just because of that, I think we're going to get more about Takashi 2 and more specifically to fill in the timeline gaps that we have.
I like it, and we didn't
really talk about it much, but we did get some flashbacks of Takashi kind of seeing his own abuse and his father issues.
That's true.
So I expect it's going to kind of rear its ugly head more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it was only a little bit that we got. For me, I think Miriam's protecting someone. So probably a child.
Could be.
Probably a child.
One of the 1,200 that
she's... Yeah.
She's <'cause>, she been getting around.
And it's probably a child we haven't met yet. Because because there's so many.
I'd like to meet some more.
And so I just feel like it wasn't her, because I think she kind of knows well enough not to cross this dude.
Without question.
Yeah. So I think she has a couple lines she won't. So it'll be interesting to see, but that's my theory. I think that takes us to the end.
Yes.
I am so excited to go back and watch 7 and 8 now. It's going to be a good one.
Yes.
Exciting.
Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us. As always, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nate Miller here. You can find me on all social media at Dog Like Nate.
And are you guys on other shows? Are you on other shows right now?
Oh, yeah. Every week I host a gaming podcast on Mondays at 6 o'clock. You can see that on Twitch/InventoryFullPT.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I'm going to check in. I'm going to subscribe to that.
You should come in and you should guest sometime.
Oh, I think I would love to do that. How about your boy? Oh, yo, it's your boy, Evan T. Mac. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Evan T. Mac. I'm on the Mixed Max Challenge, WWE, every third Tuesday or something. How about your boy?
And I'm Krista Flengy, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flengy. And I'm on Grey's After Show on Thursdays and Terror today,
nice.
Right before this. So.
And on Wednesdays, check out Fit Club. You guys do the same.
That's at 6 o'clock. I watched it last week.
Did you?
I did.
I watched last week too. Yeah. Well, you guys out there watch, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye, Carbonites.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.